running smoothly.
Yeah. What up, Pete? Hello, buddy. It's that hump day feeling. It's that hump day. Baby. My name's Hartzell. That is Pete. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Hartzell. It's a good day to be a Kansas Cityan, although it's a wet day to be a Kansas Cityan. As you're waking up in Kansas City, looks like some rain outside is coming in. High of 66, low of 64. It's been cold lately. It's been cold.
A little nippy.
I know. You know
what, though? You're going to tell me real quick, though, what is this? What is this?
Real.
Oh, tell me, Pete. Tell me about it.
Real feel as you're waking up right now is in the mid 50s, high 40s. It should get a little bit warmer throughout the day, but just different random thunderstorms in the KC Metro all day. We'll have thunderstorms on Thursday as well, high of 78, low of 61. And the thunderstorms continue right on through Friday and Saturday, unless this thing changes. Your KC morning show AccuWeather forecast.
Ooh, I like when you say that. Add some fictional credibility to this show.
That's right.
I like it.
It is supposed to be rainy all the way through. Looks like Sunday into Monday. So, rainy rest of your week, rainy weekend. Get yourself an umbrella.
Stay dry out there, kids. You staying dry, Pete? You always staying dry, baby. Always staying dry. Never thirsty is Peter Swain. The T stands for tasteful, not thirsty. Tasteful.
I am so fly. I am so dry. Those are two things that would describe me. I have re-upped my running hobby, which is going well for the first 2 miles, and then when I try to get to mile three, that's when I call a little moment where I just want to pass out on the ground on the
mile
pavement.
Three.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, give yourself more credit. Give yourself more credit. Just a few weeks ago, a few months ago, man, you weren't doing mile one, let alone mile three. Give yourself more credit. You're doing well.
I just want to remember.
Turn those resolutions on its head.
The best shape of my life was back in 5 years ago, and I was running basically 4 miles a day. So I would like to get back to that.
Four miles a day. Whoa.
And so far, so bad. I mean, that's all I'll say. I mean, it's going okay, but not great.
Now, were you doing it strictly for health, staying in shape reasons, or were you actually enjoying this four-mile debacle that you call exercise?
I was training for a marathon. For some reason, I decided to sign up for a marathon. I think original reasons that I signed up were like, I think I was trying to like impress some girl.
It's gotta be.
You're on like the middle of the preparation and you're like, why did I ever start this? But I wasn't anyway. Alas.
Especially a grad student in the sports field or just in broadcasting, because y'all gotta be, let's just be real, it is what it is. You gotta be pretty, you gotta be somewhat in shape. It's just, listen, we know how TV works. So I could see you a dripping post grad trying to stay toned, stay flexed. I could see you maybe lifting some weights here and there at the old Syracuse.
I'll show you a picture one day. I mean, I had no fat on my face.
Zero body fat.
There was, I had a little fat, but it was.
Just a little bit to play with, you know, that's okay. Everybody does that.
Yeah. Love handles. And, but yeah, anyway, so I'm trying to get back to that because I remember that time. If you can run consistently like that, running, it puts you in this different type of metabolism where you can kind of eat whatever you want. I mean,
so that's what it is. That's what you want. You just want to be able to have the full menu. That's what you want.
I'm not a college athlete like yourself or a former college track athlete.
Oh, stop it, Pete. Stop it some more.
You know, I'm sure from when you were running consistently. I mean, actually, you probably just eat whatever you want now. I mean, you're still.
No, it's starting to slow down. The metabolism, man, there is something that happens. It's like when you have, at least for me, and all my friends said the same thing, when you hit 25, there's something that just kind of happens with hangovers. Like we've all just agreed that they start to get kind of serious at 25, the next day. You can't just rally and recover like you used to. I feel like I'm starting to get the same thing with my metabolism. You know, I just can't be going on like this munchy kick where I can eat nothing but garbage, because the next morning I'm starting to feel that stuff now. Whereas before, wake up, probably just eat another garbage meal when I wake up that I finished the night before and be good to go. I don't have that kind of luxury anymore. So, you know, now I've been drinking protein shakes and like V8 and all that stuff. I know.
Still doing those backyard workouts or what?
You said consistency in the running. I've fallen off a little bit.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm seeing myself get a little bit softer. Right. The mass, I think, is still there. It's just not as well defined as what it used to be.
We've been fortunate enough to have this nice partnership with Charlie Hustle, and occasionally Pat the Bat will give us a call. And
Pat the Bat swinging for the fences.
And ask if we want a shirt. Hartzell, of course, is a nice, slender, small, and I've been asking for a large, and I'm a medium, or I was a medium, and I'd like to get back to the medium. You know
what
I mean?
That's the goal, like, man. That's the goal. That's what you need to do.
That's what I'm trying to do, and we'll see if it can happen. I have a recommendation for the listeners I brought this morning too, Hartzell. So if you're still at home and you're wanting to like hang out with family members, I can't take credit for this. My friend showed me how to do it, but if you're also fortunate enough to have, you need two computers or an iPad or something like that.
Okay.
Jackbox Games has these party packages, and people probably know about them or whatever like that.
Jackbox Party Pack 3 is crammed with five spleen splitting party games. Play with up to 8 players using this, or one of these. Plus, an audience of up to 10,000 can play along. The Jackbox Party Pack 3. You're going to need a bigger couch.
But if you download one to one computer, you can have that log into your Zoom call, your Zoom happy hour.
Okay.
And then you use your other thing, your device, like an iPad or something, to call in. And the way it works is your controller, your game controller, is your cell phone. And you go on to what's called like Jackbox TV. Anyway, did it with my family in all different locations last night for this big family game night, and it went pretty well. I mean, it's fun. It allows you something to do. I think we've all gotten to the point of coronavirus Zooms where you'll turn it on and you say, so what's new with you? Well, not much, because nobody's doing anything. You? Yeah. Same thing. Not too much. So this allows for an activity. So again, if you want
to, it's a good time. It's a good time, huh?
I enjoyed it. Yeah. There's laughs. There's love. And there's
a
living.
Good time was had by all. I was somebody who was super anti the whole Zoom stuff. I'm not going to be that guy. I'm not going to hop on this bandwagon. I got a phone. I can text you. I got FaceTime. I don't use it before. Why will I use it now? But I decided to do it because the family wants to do the whole, you know, once mom has discovered a new technology,
we have to all just
basically just be ready to embrace it for a second, for at least a few days. And so we hopped on. It's not bad. It's kind of fun. The technology's pretty set. I didn't have anybody. I didn't get what's the Zoom hack? I didn't get Zoomed. What's the thing that everyone's
Zoom bombed?
Zoom bombed. I didn't get Zoom bombed. Nobody dropped the N-bomb. Appreciate that. So I think that, I guess this is the new thing that we're gonna be doing. Jackbox Games. Did you
look it up?
Did you pull out the win? Did you pull out the dub?
I mean, there's a bunch of like different mini games. So it's like, geez, just a small version of like digital, almost like a board game. And they run about 15 minutes. So I won a couple. My family won a couple. It was a good time. So it's if you're looking for something to spice up your Zoom life, this is the way to do it.
Sounds to me like you're screaming a KCMS game night is what you're trying to say right now. That's what this, I mean, that's what this sounds to me like.
This would be, that would be an aggressive way to go, but I mean,
I got a host.
Mike. Who's it gonna be? You, me, and Steve.
Oh God, that's the game right there. You, me, and Steve. That's a game. it's the TV show right there.
The only person who's ever filled in for me on this show, Steve Serta.
We have to talk about that. I may be going out of town next week.
Oh no.
Or maybe the week after. I might be going to Colorado. I want to go take a little. I need a break. And I need a break from my break.
Is this a trip with yourself, or is this a road trip, or what is it?
I think I'm gonna hop up in a tent and I'm gonna go camp in the woods somewhere. I think so, like, I'm not even kidding. That's gonna
How many participants? Just you yourself?
Me and maybe a buddy. As of right now, I know I'm going. I'm going solo dello as of right now.
I wouldn't.
I want to also make sure I practice social distancing because, like, I don't know what the rules are, and maybe someone can tell me this. I want to think that if I'm going camping by myself, like in the mountains or whatever, I don't think that's a bad thing, right? Like, I don't think I'm going to get yelled at by Twitter or somebody on the internet for going out by myself in a tent, distance from the rest of the world. I don't think that's. That's foolproof, right? I can't get yelled at.
First of all, who do you think you are? Vinny from Entourage. Second of all, I would just bring somebody. We already talked about your t-shirt size. I mean, you're a size small. It's a nice, slender looking small, but what if you go one-on-one with a bear? What are you going to do?
Well, what I'm going to do, I'm going to lose. I'm going to lose that fight. I'm gonna
exactly.
Kiss my
That's what I mean. I mean, maybe bring yourself a bodyguard or at least another soul so like they could call on the, you know, I'm not much of a camper. What I'd imagine is this super phone where you have the antenna you pull out and you alert the authorities.
What do you think camping is? I'm really curious what you think camping. Like, what do you think goes with camping? Usually not too many antennas associated with camping, Pete.
Pull out the beans. You bake them on nice fire. Mm-hmm. Get yourself a couple hot dogs. Grill on up. And we're going hunting in the morning, so get y'all rest.
I mean, I would like to bring somebody with me. I just don't want to, because I want to post pictures and stuff of me, selfies by the tent. I just don't want to get yelled at. I really, honestly.
Like this hat I just made. I made it out of raccoon, I caught last night. It's warm. Warms my ears.
You want to come with?
I
want to come with me?
I love camping. I don't. I can't.
Come on. I'm going to buy a brand new tent. Come on.
Too much running to do. Too much building to do.
We could do hiking.
No,
we have so much space to do jokes at noon. We can record so much material, man. So much. Your Instagram would be popping.
Yeah,
from the woods, no less.
Yeah, Graham from the woods. I love the idea. I'm gonna let it stew, and I'll come back to you on Friday.
All right. Well, that's my plan. It's either gonna be next week or the week after that. I'm gonna go. Gonna go find myself. Gonna go to my pilgrimage to Colorado.
That makes sense, man. That's
smoke some stuff.
Okay. Whoa.
Hey, man. Corona, baby.
It's legal. All bets are off. It's legal in Colorado. So there you go.
Uh-huh. It's an essential, if you didn't know. Essential. So that's my plan. Pete, before we get started with the news and the rest of this show, how do I look? I've been doing some self-caring.
Did you get a haircut?
Not a haircut. No, not yet. I'm not ready yet. I'm just, I'm still a little bit too nervous, but I've been doing mask treatments. What do you think? Do I look glowing? How's my skin look?
Yeah, it looks fine.
I had this purple thing. No, real talk. I need you to be honest with me because I have some TV auditions coming up for some things.
Wow.
Some things I'm going to tell you about off air that could be really cool for us.
Whoa.
And I just need you. Because you're a TV guy. You have TV experience.
Right.
How am I doing?
No, you look okay.
Not too bad?
Yeah. I think out of 10, I'm probably like a solid 5.7.
What am I going to do with that?
It's above average.
Fine.
I'll give you the 6. We'll round it up.
Pete, I think we're caught up. Let's discuss some things, maybe talk about some stuff. Can you take us to the news?
Yes. Yeah. It's time for the news.
In other news, this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Oh, yeah! One more time, yeah!
Did you tell them what day it is today? I don't know if you
today,
did.
Today on this, your KC Morning Show, a hump day.
There you go.
Oh, man.
Now the day's complete.
Now it feels right, doesn't it? Yeah. Now we got a show.
I was wondering what was missing from the show. We certainly found it.
I think that was it. Peter, give me a letter.
How about V?
V?
For Vendetta.
Took the word out of my mouth. Peter V. Swing.
vivacious. Violet.
Anything else?
If I don't keep running, voluptuous.
I'll take it. Let's do the news, man. Hey, we got Wednesday Wisdom. Are we going to do that today?
Sure, we can do a couple.
It is a Wednesday. This is me kind of telling you now so you get ready for it later on.
Peter, on your W, Sweeney. The W is for winging it.
This is kind of what we do on the show, man.
That's right.
Let's do the news. My name's Hartzell. This is your Casey Morning Show. Pete, where can people find us on social medias if they have questions, comments, concerns? They just want to say hi.
Easiest thing is to just email us, kcmorningshow@gmail.com. You can find us on Instagram and everything else. Oh, no, Instagram is the Casey Morning Show. Everything else is Casey Morning Show.
And do you even know? Do you know? Are you sure?
Yeah, look. The short answer of it is just Google it. I mean, it's 2020. Figure it out yourself.
Peter, you coined this phrase. I don't know if you stole it from somebody else, so I'm going to give you credit. So just take
it. No, this was me.
Fouts from the couch.
My concern is that if states or cities or regions, in their attempt, understandable, to get back to some form of normality, disregard to a greater or lesser degree the checkpoints that we put in our guidelines about when it is safe to proceed in pulling back on mitigation. Because I feel if that occurs, there is a real risk that you will trigger an outbreak that you may not be able to control, which in fact, paradoxically, will set you back, not only leading to some suffering and death that could be avoided, but could even set you back on the road to trying to get economic recovery.
So this was the first time that Doc Fauci had made his appearance before Congress, his first time since March. And he gave an optimistic timeline, but also was facts only. But over the weekend, as I heard some of the inklings of this stuff, there is some leaked information that came out from the CDC. And it was leaked to NBC News. And it was showing how there's a bunch of new cases spiking and coronavirus cases in the Midwest. And there's a certain city that was mentioned on this report, like Kansas City.
Leaked information from the White House's pandemic task force to NBC News shows Kansas City is on the list of locations to watch as the number of new COVID-19 cases nearly doubled last week.
The fact that this had to be kind of a leaked document, this is the kind of thing that we should have been getting from CDC on a regular basis, but the muzzling of CDC has been part of why this outbreak is not under control right now in the U.S.
Yeah, it feels like I'm not going to see it to 2021. And look,
but like for real though.
No, I know it's a case where I've been saying this, and I'm not sure if I said it on the show yet. And again, I know there's people out there, not everyone can do this, and I do feel fortunate, but it's almost like America and Missouri, and to less of an extent, it seems like Kansas, they want to go and beta test this thing. And yeah, I don't care how many times Apple tells me, I'm not upgrading to your damn software. So I want to see what happens here, because it feels like there's a lot of states that are putting themselves in position to really have setbacks. And these type of setbacks are not going to pave the way for comebacks, like I like to say in sports sometimes. Ooh. Like when someone gets injured.
Was that a you original right there?
A close friend of mine named Joe.
Oh, okay.
Told me that. And I'm not the Joe we know together, another Joe.
Just take credit. That's what I do.
No, I don't do that. So you know genuinely, like when I come up with a gem like vouch from the couch, it came right from the horse's mouth. Anyway, I'm going to let the state try it first. I know my beloved Kelly's is opening soon.
We got to make our first trip back, man.
That's just like a lot of places for me. In Westport and the Plaza, and I'm sure by you and Lee Summit and you know everywhere else. And I'm tentative about it right now. I mean, I'm going to cautiously see how this goes before I leave my, as you said, my new place that I've moved into, and I've been building and kind of feel like a caveman as I'm moving the rocks to different parts of the house, and I'm trying to really build this apartment from the ground up, even though
there you are.
It was already built before I got here. So.
All the work was already done.
That's right.
I didn't include any audio on this part of the story, but I was looking at some numbers and some stats. People were really confused or just looking for guidance on what to do with, like, a mask upkeep. If you're trying to wash your mask, they say high heat or also iron, like on the highest iron setting, like you're ironing like a shirt or something. They just say, put that bad boy on high heat and you should be good to go. So just a little advice for you right there. I found
glad it's not just dousing it with Lysol or bleach. I thought that's maybe what you were going
to say. Yeah, don't drink bleach. I feel like didn't think I had to say that in 2020.
There you go.
But yeah, don't drink bleach, please and thank you. Restaurants reopening. We're going to be, I guess, in beta testing. Pete has offered himself up as a guinea pig. You heard him. He just said it.
No.
And that's, you didn't. Okay. So that's going to start on Friday. We're going to give this thing a go. Restaurants are reopening. And, you know, we had the 10-10-10 plan, which at this point was basically just a soft outline because it's been amended a few times since it's announced. But I guess that's the whole point. That's why you have plans.
The 5-5-5 plan.
At this point, man, we're running low on numbers left.
Most Kansas City restaurant owners thought the 10% limit was not workable, too restrictive. They pushed for and got a plan based on social distancing inside of restaurants. Parties would be 6 feet apart, tables 10 feet apart, no bar service, and servers must wear a mask.
But I think these guidelines, while the strictest in the region in many ways, are still ones that are workable.
So when I chatted with Mayor Q, what was it, a couple weeks ago, he had said that he had been talking with the Greater Kansas City Restaurant Association. And I asked him, I was like, yo, how did those conversations go? He said they were way more positive than he even could have thought. And from that conversation, from those talks, you got this 6 feet of separation. They're going to loosen the whole 10% capacity occupancy limit, but there will be spacing. It's going to put more responsibility on the bars themselves. But I guess the biggest thing I saw, and I'll make sure I get all these right, got all my bullet points here, there's no bar seating. And that's right. Kind of what I want to do. Like, I want to go back out and sit at the bar. And if we can't do that, if I'm not going to have fun, or if I'm going to keep looking around my shoulder, behind my shoulder, because I keep feeling like somebody's sick, then I just don't know if it's worth going out, if I'm going to have to always be just sweating it the entire time.
Mayor Q really knows what he's talking about. You got to understand. I mean, this is the man who told Hartzell finally to put a shirt back on. And so anything that says regarding anything. I'm all ears. And so if he says to be cautious here, I think it's smart to be cautious. As I've said, in all seriousness, a couple shows ago, you feel for these restaurants because I don't think it's easy to operate and to try to turn a profit when you only can allow 10% of people in the building. So I guess let's see how this goes. Let's see which restaurants choose to move forward and do it. I imagine there's a lot of them that have to open soon because it's getting to the point where they can't keep their business going. So
let's see some of these here. So patrons who are exhibiting symptoms should not be allowed to dine. Employees who have any kind of symptoms should not be allowed to work, obviously. Let's see here. Bar seating, not permitted at this time. Buffet-style food service, also not permitted. All employees are required to wear protective face coverings. Dining surfaces cleaned at all times. So yeah, we're going to be trying some things out. If you want to be a guinea pig and you want to see how this goes, I guess you can find some place to go eat on Friday. I'm a mall guy. Mall walkers of the world unite. I try to get to the mall at least, before we are shut down, I try to get there at least once or twice a week. I get there early, do a little mall walking on Sundays with a group of mine that I've kind of become friends with the last couple of years. And my friend, the mall is back.
Oak Park Mall is set to open its doors for the first time since closing in March. Food court seating is closed along with the children's play area. More customers will likely be wearing masks at Oak Park Mall, but it is not required.
We again would recommend that customers follow CDC guidelines for wearing cloth face coverings or masks. We will not require it since it is not required by the guidelines that have been set forth locally there, but we would encourage customers to follow CDC guidelines.
That's right, y'all. We back. Mall walkers of the world, we are back. We are walking. We are shopping. Kind of, sort of.
Yeah, baby. Kansas City, hashtag comeback season.
This could be the time, man. I've always said that I've wanted to work at a mall. That was like the weirdest, like, irrational dream I've always had.
At Auntie M's. Mm-hmm. Pete, do you want a pretzel? I saw you walking around here. Yep. Just like I used to do. And then you could kind of tell and share your war stories of walking around the mall for years.
War stories.
What you've seen, the things that you've seen over the years of walking in Oak Park Mall, and they could have an Auntie M pretzel and say, oh, thank you, Hartzell, for your wisdom. You're so wise, Grandmaster, Grandmaster. Yes.
This is my time. This is my time. Twitter has allowed us to work from home. Could you get used to this whole working from the couch?
I told you this when this first started. The NFL got lucky in the sense that this happened right after the season. So this has really not changed a ton for me. I mean, we would have been in at a couple press conferences since the Super Bowl, but not a ton. I would say less than a week's worth of days or so. So I'm used to working from home anyway. It seems like the rest of the world got used to me.
Oh, wow. We're playing catch up to you. Wow.
That's right.
Wow.
I've always been a deep thinker. I think this is an interesting story. You're going to get into it here. I have a couple takes on it, so I'll let you get through it, and then I'll tell you what I think.
Oh, this guy. This guy. Well, yeah, we're trying to adjust to what the new normal is going to be. For you and I working in media, I mean, I don't know how this is going to play out because so many of us, as we can now tell, don't really need to be going into offices that much anymore. And we're not saying just until the virus is over, just do it forever. Don't come back to work, period.
Twitter is allowing its employees to work from home for as long as they want, even after the COVID-19 pandemic ends. Employees at Twitter can work from home, quote, forever if they aren't required to be in the office. Twitter says those who prefer can return to the office, but they won't reopen until September at the earliest.
First of all, that guy can give me the news any day of the week. Love the accent. Love the tone. Mm-hmm. Second of all, if you're a person with a small business, right, and you go through this and you're almost, your hand is forced, and all of a sudden you're running as smoothly, if not more smooth, from home, why would you ever pay office costs? I think this is gonna have an impact on office space and realty. I mean, if you could say you're the boss of, let's say, again, a small business that doesn't need to physically be there, mm-hmm. and you're fortunate enough and you can have like a space in your home where if you need to have people meet, you meet at this room or whatever like that. Yeah. And why would you ever go back to the office? You're cutting out an expense that you don't need.
I'm terrified. It's starting to get real. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh,
right. No. Selfishly, I mean, in my own life, to just explain it. So even after primetime games that are home, the Chiefs will still have Andy Reid at noon the next day. And I'm working for primetime games until like 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. And so there's still stuff coming out after the game and stuff like that. So it's almost like a no sleep situation. The most I got is a 2-3 hours. And then we have to be back at the facility to talk to Andy at noon. Now we should just be doing that on Zoom every Monday because it everyone's more rested. I'm sure that Coach Reed and these other players and players really league wide or sports wide would be more comfortable doing it. If it makes sense, now people are used to it. They were forced to get used to technology. A couple people in the NFL, we'll get into sports, I don't have this today, have said, man, we love the draft this year because we didn't have to spend 3-4 full days sleeping in an office away from our family. We managed to do this from our couches and then could go back to our family when the draft is over. So this pandemic, and hopefully it's over sooner rather than later, I have my doubts, but regardless, the impact of it on just using technology in today's business and a lot of different businesses will be forever felt, I find.
I don't know who we have to thank for this, but Disney has decided not to throw away its shot. You see what I did there? You see what
nice.
I did there? Hamilton coming to Disney Plus in July.
The company is fast-tracking the filmed version of the hit Broadway musical.
I'm past patiently waiting. I'm passionately smashing every expectation, every action's an act of creation.
Oh, it's a treat, Suzanne. The film was supposed to be released in theaters in October of 2021, but it will now stream on Disney Plus starting July 3rd. This is good news for theatergoers who have no chance to see Hamilton anywhere on stage right now.
The company is effectively canceling its planned theatrical run for the Hamilton recording, which apparently was supposed to be paying out $75 million worldwide for the rights, and they've turned that now into a streaming exclusive instead.
Just when we thought cancel culture was over, Disney brings it back.
They've been doing all kinds of stuff. They had Frozen 2 released early. Star
oh my
Wars.
God, let
they,
it go. Okay. You're really forcing it.
Okay. Well, I can't wait. We'll do a watch party, Pete. We'll do it together. And let's wrap it up with this.
Radio Recliner.
Pirate radio run by retirees.
It's a bright day in Franklin, Tennessee. This is Bob Coleman, better known as the Karaoke Cowboy.
Growing up, I couldn't wait to get off the school bus and come to the house and turn on the battery-operated radio, because that's all we had. It brings back generally good memories. Most everybody likes to do that, and especially now that we've had this virus that's kept everybody confined, and you go stir crazy, and I think it's really great.
So that right there, the sweet sounds, the sexy sounds of 88-year-old DJ Bob Coleman. DJ Bob Coleman. It's an hour-long radio show called Radio Recliner. The premise is this. A bunch of residents at a senior living home in Tennessee, they have launched this new radio thing. They grew up on Fireside Chats. And in this Radio Recliner show, it's an hour-long seniors from across the states call in and they host their own radio show. They tell stories, they play their some of their favorite songs, they do requests and dedications. I'm assuming also probably some tributes and some in memorial type of situations as well. But they're having a blast. You can check them out on radiorecliner.com, and apparently it is just taking off. People love it. I thought we had a good gimmick, but apparently not good enough.
Yeah, if you were thinking about heading to check out anything having to do with the KC Morning Show today, scrap it. Just go to RadioRecliner.com, and I'm sure this show is better anyway.
Peter, give me a letter before I take us to do a thing.
Okay, how about L? Lollipop.
Peter L. Sween. The L stands for Leave It to the Lollipop. That's my guy right there. This is your KC Morning Show. You like that one?
Sure.
The KC Morning Show.
Peter, I have a question for you. My name's Hartzell. Peter Sweeney across the line. This is your KC Morning Show. Real quick, Pete, how are we looking on time?
We're okay. We're all right. We can get a sports in there. Kansas is
you thought that we were gonna go straight to sports? I asked you if we had time.
Time for this.
You know what? You just made the list.
The list of Hartzell.
You just made the list.
This was not a good trick.
I feel like I legitimately got you this time. And I'm pretty proud of myself, to be totally honest. Alright, this will be a quick one. This is your list of Hartzell. My name is Hartzell. This is my list. Peter, you're going to love this one, man. Oh, I got you so good. Okay. A quick list of Hartzell. Pete, the top 10 ways that people are reducing stress. Are you finding yourself stressed out in the age of Corona? Who is it? And who can blame you? You need me. You need my list because I got you covered. Top 10 ways you can reduce some of that stress, baby boy, at number 10. Using some CBD, 25%, because we are douchebags in the year of 2020. Say, let's hit up that CBD oil. Listen, it's hit or miss. I think it's fool's gold, but if it works for you, 25% of you, keep on doing your thing. At 27%, number 9, bumping uglies, having sex.
Well,
27% of respondents say they're having sex. Uh-oh. And number eight, 27%, a tie. Taking prescription meds. Okay, hey, take your meds, kids. Hey. Take your meds. Can't knock that hustle. Been there, done that, doing that right now.
Better than Tide Pods, really.
Much better. But is it better than sex? I don't know. At number six, playing games. Oh, sorry, I skipped number seven. At number seven, 30%, calling or texting friends or family. Okay, I guess we can do that. Okay, that's how you reduce stress. Usually conversations with my family adds to stress, but to each their own. At number six, 32%, playing games. At number five, 32%, drinks. All the alcohol, give me that booze. 37%, which means number four on this list, meditating. Woosa, baby boy. At number three, the top three. He is in your top 10 ways of reducing stress. How are people reducing stress right now in the age of Corona? Number three, 38%. That's my high school football number. No big deal. Sleeping. Just sleep the day away. I get that. Number two, watching more TV. I'm assuming that also includes streaming. 42% of us are watching TV. And number one at 52%, Pete, how are you and the rest of your humanity reducing their stress? Any ideas what the answer might be?
Maybe running.
52%. I'm going to count it. That counts points for Pete because exercising is number one. That's how we are reducing our stress here in the age of Corona. And that right there, my friend, a riveting, a dare I say, educating list of Hartzell. Yeah. What do you think, man? What do you think? You didn't see it coming, but honestly, I think you got a lot out of it, and I think we're all better for it.
Is it time to wake up again? Can you wake up?
Peter. Now, listen, I want you to know, okay, before we move on to the next thing, what you say hurts. Okay,
oh,
your words matter. All right, Pete. You know how much work it takes for me to go online and to put together this kind of information for you? Because without order and structure, a list is nothing. And I give you that kind of structure. So I just want you to know that what I do is a public effing service. And it hurts. The first cut's the deepest, Pete.
All right, we'll bump you up to a 6.4 out of 10. How about that? Okay, so we're into sports. And Kansas is facing sanctions.
Severe and egregious. Those are the two words the NCAA used in its response to Kansas in the ongoing infractions case where Kansas has been accused of committing five level one violations, including one that could hit Bill Self with a show cause and alter his career. The NCAA is saying that the University of Kansas fostered a relationship with Adidas employees, representatives, who made impermissible payments to student athletes and recruits. Kansas is saying, wait a minute, we had no idea that these things were happening, and the FBI trial proves as much. The NCAA is essentially saying, we don't buy it.
As you heard, Kansas could be looking at a postseason ban stemming from its relationship with Adidas. It all remains to be seen, but you've had this Kansas team now who was really good last year. They were the heavy favorites to win the championship going into what was supposed to be March Madness. Gets canceled, so they don't get to play in that. A lot of the players are returning, and they hope to be just as good, if not have a better season next year, and they may be banned from the postseason. So talk about 30 for 30s and documentaries. We might be looking at this 20, 30 years down the line, maybe less the way things go nowadays, and you have one of your 30 for 30s, this could be the best college basketball team to never play a tournament game in these 2 years, which is,
oh man,
and they're going back and forth with the NCAA now. Third parties will eventually get involved here and come up with a hearing, but I don't think it's looking too good right now for the Jayhawks. We'll see how this all plays out. The Last Dance aired on Sunday, 7 and 8 episode came out. The viral clip that's going around is really Jordan getting emotional. He broke down the other night just talking about sheer competition seems to be what everyone's paying attention to.
When people see this, they're gonna say, well, he wasn't really a nice guy. He may have been a tyrant. Oh, well, that's you.
because you never won anything. I wanted to win, but I wanted them to win and be a part of that as well. Look, I don't have to do this. I'm only doing it because it is who I am. That's how I played the game. That was my mentality. If you don't want to play that way, don't play that way. Break.
Goosebumps kind of thing.
You could tell that his greatest love is just competition more than probably any person or whatever. And incredible, even now that he's older and can't compete anymore, that it's just still getting him that emotional. There's also a new meme going around. Jordan was talking about Gary Payton, and he watched a clip on his iPad of Gary Payton saying that he handled Jordan for a series and was in his head. And Jordan pops his head up and is just laughing hysterically. So I don't know what it is about this man, but he is a meme magnet. And
who would have thought?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how he can make money off that, but I'm sure he will find a way. Mm-hmm. Travis Kelce, he wants to stay in Kansas City forever.
You know, I always say I want to play this game as much as I can or as long as I can. There is a whole lot of truth behind that. And I love playing in Kansas City. I can't even fathom wearing another jersey. I can't fathom playing under another coach or under a different organization. Everybody here knows that I love this city for everything that it's given me. It's given the Chiefs since I've been here, and I don't plan on playing anywhere else for the rest of my career.
Travis Kelce on 610 Sports Radio. Of course, that isn't up to him. We've seen how these things go eventually, and he gives the type of attitude where he'll play until he's shown the door in Kansas City. Right now, he's the age of 30. It's always interesting to watch Kelce. I started as an intern in 2013, and we were the same age or a couple months apart. And mm-hmm. I just feel a little bit like parallel almost to like how he's kind of grown.
Oh, do you?
Into,
you guys are on parallel tracks, huh? Yeah, been saying that forever.
Right, yeah.
I've always compared yourself to – I've always thought you look and compete very similar to Travis Kelce in everything that you do.
That's correct. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We both matured as the years have gone on, and I hope he stays in Kansas City his whole career. Yeah. As you've seen in New England, doesn't always work out that way. So yep. We'll see as he gets older and you know, it happened with Tony G, a much different circumstance than with Tony wanting to leave, but you know how these things go. I think he could still play. He said he wants to play for another, you know, 5-10 years. If he can stay with Mahomes and keep this level of play up and, you know, be okay when the Chiefs eventually draft a tight end and so on and so forth. I mean, you might be looking at the greatest tight end of all time just because of his, I think, abilities plus Mahomes plus Reed. His numbers are going to be there. So something to watch. I do think you're looking at a future Pro Football Hall of Famer.
Ooh, we heard it here first. Pete said it, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't know if I was first with that, but
again, just say it was you and move on.
Sammy Watkins, a huge Bleacher Report article yesterday. I'm not even going to really go into it. I think it's something you have to read yourself, but just a lot of unique thoughts about his beliefs as a person, some of the things that he went through.
We agree that my man loves acid, right? Can we just say it? Come on. Let's just call a spade a spade.
Through dark entities and darkness and light and tough time in Buffalo. He admits having an alcohol problem in Buffalo that he's grown out of. Now has developed a family in Kansas City. It seems like at some point in the article, and again, it sounds insane, but you'll have to read it yourself. There are two versions of Sammy Watkins, like good Sammy and bad Sammy, where first he says he's so mad at the Chiefs for not including him in marketing. And then in the next breath, he's like, I love Andy and Pat and want to be here. And it almost at a certain point, especially when he's talking about his time with the Chiefs, it really feels like Tyler Dunn, who's interviewing him, has two different versions of Watkins. Mm-hmm. I don't want to speculate because it's tough to speculate on mental illness or whatever. Again, what I would do is just read it yourself. And
it's a fascinating piece. Who was the guy that did it?
Tyler Dunn of Bleacher Report.
Yeah, excellent. That was really good stuff.
Quick updates on the MLB and the NBA. The NBA is having calls with their players, and they're assessing the risk Adam Silver is optimistic that the NBA is going to be able to get this done, but they're working closely with the Players Association. Silver said this in a call, and I thought this was interesting. If a positive test would, quote unquote, shut us down, we probably shouldn't go down this path. What the NBA is moving toward is saying we can get a season in, but it's only going to be risk management. It almost feels like a non-zero chance that someone's going to get coronavirus. Is that going to ruin the season? And players are now weighing, okay, we're world-class athletes. Are we willing to take that risk? And I think, you know, knowing a lot of athletes, being around a lot of athletes and getting to interview them, man, they just want to get back, I would guess. And especially, too, you know, you look at the paycheck. I heard this on ESPN last night. 60% of the NFL makes the league minimum. They want those checks. I mean, not everyone is Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes, mm-hmm. where you're going to make millions upon millions of dollars. Baseball is trying to come back. The MLB owners have approved a plan to get 82 games with more emphasis on games close to home. Players are having a real problem with it. There's a discrepancy between compensation that would be fair as well as safety. Yeah. So right now, from the outside looking in, it feels like basketball is handling the return to play plan a bit better than baseball. Baseball, it feels like the owner said, all right, we're coming back. And the player's like, wait a minute here.
Easy.
Yeah, NBA feels a little bit more hand in hand, and baseball, it feels like it's a little bit further from it. But I, again, this is just my assessment. I think we end up seeing both come back and without fans.
Everything's coming back, man. It's all coming back.
And if you're a fan of the Chiefs and you want to see them hashtag run it back, These experiments and guinea pigs will be key, because if baseball and basketball try to come back and then have to shut down, I think we'll be without sports maybe till next year. So we'll see how that goes.
Because I couldn't do the Japanese baseball? Was it the Korean league that everyone stayed up and watched last week? I tried, just couldn't do it. Just can't do it.
The Korean Baseball Organization.
I just can't do it. Can't do it. I need this to just to figure this out or just to call it off, because I can't.
A couple of the Korean baseball players, I guess they reports are saying that they tried to listen to 96.5 the other day and they couldn't do it either. I can't do it.
Okay. Peter, do we have any events or anything coming up, man? You got anything you want to tell these folks about?
We don't need to start a song with this. There's a couple things.
How dare you, sir? I had Robin Hood queued up.
Robin Hood and Little John.
How dare you
the forest,
tell me that?
Laughing back and forth.
You wait 2 seconds. We're going to hear this part.
Reminiscing this and that and having such a good time. Oodle-lolly, golly, what a day.
Peter, take me to some events, please.
Students from UMKC's Film and Media Arts program are going to do a screening of what kind of movies can you make yourself at home. So 6:30 p.m. starts today online, twitch.tv/StrayCatFilmCenter. If you are looking to be creative and try to make some movies and you're an artist in the area, this might be the place to go. Chicken and Pickle seems like the only place to open right now when it comes to things to do. I wonder if it's because they're in North Kansas City and they're just out of the jurisdiction or whatever. They're still doing their Barstool sessions. That's tonight at 5:45. Chris Stewart. The Kansas City Artists Coalition, they're having a strategy session tomorrow at noon to teach you how to sell your art online. Tomorrow's session involves taking photographs of your art. So taking art of art, I guess, as you would say, Artception. Right. That starts at noon again, and tickets are on eventbrite.com.
You have anything else? I just got it to work.
Did our show just jump the shark? Is this the moment?
Oh, man.
I think I saw it.
I was so ready for events. Just make up something real quick. Say you're throwing a thing somewhere.
All right. I'm going to cancel the last two events. I can't work under these conditions. I'm not going to even. You can give blood somewhere. You're going to have to find it yourself.
Nothing. Go get blood somewhere. Go volunteer at something. There you go. That's your events for the rest of the couple days until we see you. What do you have going on before I see you next?
Whatever the mind of a man can achieve and believe, it can achieve.
Oh!
Napoleon Hill.
Oh! We have wisdom! What am I doing? Keep right, going!
We'll see you next time.
I totally forgot we had Wednesday wisdom! Keep going!
I'm not doing wisdom.
What do you mean?
I refuse. I refuse to do wisdom to this song, Pete Sweeney.
Not even like a, you don't have a Gandhi quote? Nothing?
All right, I'll leave you this one, and I'm leaving the show. Every strike brings me closer to the next home run. That's Babe Ruth, and I'll leave you with that. Okay, I'm out.
All right. Well, Peter's decided to leave the show. He says that we jumped the shark. Both these things are probably accurate and totally on brand. Peter, give me a letter before I tell us to kick rocks. Give me a letter.
F for F-U.
Peter F. Sween. The F stands for Friday. We'll see you Friday.
The Casey Morning Show.
Say bye, Pete.
No.